This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I miss this song, man. I miss Cat Talk. I do.
I was actually thinking about that today driving in, Vlad. I'm like, I wonder what Sergei Bobrovsky's up to. You know, I miss the cup not being around. Celebrate. I miss the weeks of cat celebration. You know, I feel like we need more updates on cup shenanigans. I think it's getting engraved.
Well, it's getting engraved. It's getting engraved now. You'd like to know where to first stop. Where does the cup go first? Where does
it? I think Finland, right? Like I feel like I feel like it's going to go to Finland. Well, I think Barkey was at Wimbledon this week, so I don't know. You know, I don't know when he goes to Finland, but one would think like the first trip has to go to the captain's homeland, right? And they got four Finns on the team.
Wouldn't you take the Stanley Cup to Wimbledon? I would.
Do you think they like? I don't know how Barkey rolls. Like, is he PJing it over there?
They might not care about that, but you got to admit, that's one of the most beautiful trophies in
all
the
sport. It is a great trophy.
So they're going to know what that is.
But Wimbledon strikes me as uppity. Like, I don't know if they want other sports shenanigans.
Yeah,
you know?
It's definitely
very snobby, and they're like, oh, what do we have here? We have a hockey brute who's bringing this. I don't know.
Who is this Lord Stanley?
What do you speak of here? And he's like, can you please just let me in? No. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
They know trucks.
You were asking me during the break about this Celtics thing that's going on. They're talking about it right now on First Take. Jaylen Brown has been snubbed from the team. This is from... This is from NBC Boston, and Tatum was asked about, has he talked to Jaylen Brown at all, who definitely is pissed about it.
Absolutely.
He's been, he won an SP yesterday about something. I don't know what it was. Maybe his best performance or something like that.
Something like best male athlete performance in a championship or something, something to that effect.
But he wouldn't really address it. I think like Cam Newton asked him about it. But he wouldn't really give any gas to it, even though we know he's pissed about it. But Tatum was asked about this, I guess, at practice before they flew off to Abu Dhabi, and this is what he had to say. He was asked, like, did you call Jaylen Brown about this after all? This is a weird situation. Like, Jaylen Brown's not on the team.
It is.
He's the only Celtic star that's not American star that's not on the team now because they got Drew Holiday, they got Derek White, they got Tatum. No Jaylen Brown. This was Tatum.
He should feel that way, by the way. And I'm not saying that just because he should. The most valuable player of the finals, and he just signed a $300 million contract. He ain't good enough to be on that team.
Not having Jaylen here?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys that could, you know, take that last spot or whatever. So, yeah, it is.
I'm going to tell you this
Something's
right now.
Going on, man.
I'm telling you this right now. I said it before. I must repeat it. This can be my mantra the whole season. They have first round exit written all over them. Fat cat syndrome.
Dude, this is, I told you, we talked about this when this happened. This is going to turn into the classic Riley disease of me. You know, you get the chip.
They got paid.
Everybody got paid. Now all the bickering and the infighting, you're going to find something to be unhappy about. You know, and some guys, you know, they don't have a Steph Curry who can, like, be the light of everything and deflect and take all the attention. This Jason Tatum, you know, you can already tell him that answer.
All he right. doesn't want him there. Right. You know why?
Yeah, because everybody talked about all the players. Jaylen Brown showed up and he was the Finals MVP. And where was Jason Tatum? He kind of got carried. Tobin. Fourth best player, Tobin. Yep.
Aren't you going to be a little jealous if your boy is Eastern Conference Finals MVP?
Yep.
NBA Finals MVP? Mm-hmm. And Olympic gold medalist? And what are you? You're just a champion.
What are you? You're just the guy.
You're just another guy.
It's cute if you're Derek White and you're happy to be there, but like Jason Tate, I got Kobe's number. What an honor to wear Kobe's number.
Don't need the likes of Kobe, Michael.
KD is out also.
He's dealing with a calf strain. Yeah,
which is at his age.
He hasn't left yet.
Wade MV3 says it best. How do you not have the Finals MVP not sub in for KD and Kawhi?
Yeah, it's weird.
Right?
Well, KD, they think, should be back. But Kawhi, I would have thought you get another forward if you're losing.
It's very strange. And then even that answer is strange from Jason Tatum because he's like, who have you talked to? You haven't talked to him? Really?
Well, hold on. You would think they should be able to talk. They're only an hour away from each other by flight. One was in L.A.
How about a FaceTime? How about a text?
The other one is in Vegas. By the way, Jaylen Brown was at the ESPYs with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's finally went with women his age instead of women a little bit older than him. It's a WNBA player. How do you pronounce KYSRE?
I don't know who she is. I don't know.
Kisser?
Kaiser? People were making a big deal of this, and I'm like, I'm old. I don't know.
Kaiser Gondrzik. Mm. But he used to go on with a little bit older.
Oh, yeah?
Women.
He was on that Zach Wilson?
He was on the Zach Wilson. Bernice Bourgeois.
Huh,
all
right.
You know who she is, Leroy. You know Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, man. There's a little bit frostiness there from Jason Tatum.
Money, shots,
mm-hmm.
accolades, it's all going to eat Boston aside. And I don't think Joe Mazzulla's got the heart to stop
it. Yeah, because Joe Mazzulla was like saying the other day, he's like, I was trying to draw plays, and Tatum was like, yeah, draw a play. Relax, baby. He can already tell. I can tell a fat cat from a mile away. You're on something, Vlad.
I see it,
bro. The infighting is already here, Leroy.
Come on, man.
It's already here.
And at least if you're not going to get Jaylen Brown, you're going to take his teammate?
I know.
Now you're going to take Derrick White?
Take Tyrese Maxey. Take Donovan Mitchell. Take somebody else.
You could even take my guy, Brunson. I can understand that, but you don't take the Finals MVP. Well,
here's my thing. You take a guy who's worse at doing what you do. They're both the same. They do the same thing.
Who? Derrick White and Jaylen Brown?
Derrick White and, yeah.
It's
very, very, very similar games.
I actually
perimeter
rather,
defense.
It's not even about worse or better, but it's definitely like a status thing. Like Derek White, he's good. He's not Finals MVP. You know, it's like it's one of those. It's such a blatant slap in the face, and I'm here for it because I want the downfall to crumble from the inside out. So
I'm telling you, I won't be surprised if Tatum has a reason that he doesn't want. Oh, there he is.
We know what the reason is.
There it is, Tobin.
He's Jelly Belly.
Tobin. Hmm? The Duke. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum Duke talked to Grant Hill, Dookie, Coach K, who's still running things behind the scenes in Team USA.
A puppet master.
I don't want Jaylen Brown here.
Yep.
That was it.
Something went on.
I'll stand on that. Because the way he answered looked like a guy who don't want to be answering questions. He's like,
Who did you say?
Anybody could take the last spot, you know?
Here's my thing. Does he have it like that?
Who? Tatum?
Tatum.
Oh, he does. He's everybody's baby boy. He's the golden child.
I mean, you know.
Why?
I
said it throughout these whole playoffs.
I don't know.
I'm more terrified of Jaylen Brown than I am of Tatum.
Dude, he had to be, like, trust me, he had. Do you know how bad Jason Tatum had to be in the finals to not get finals MVP? Because they're dying. That dude has been coronated since he walked into the league.
Fam, they tried to give it to him. He was trying to get that triple-double.
I know.
He was trying to get the triple-double in the first half that the people could vote for him as the finals MVP.
He couldn't get either award. And now it's like, oh,
I don't want JB. Remember? We sharing this, JT. We sharing this.
Trust me, the Jays aren't going to be together forever. I'm sorry to burst
your
bubble.
But if you had to make a choice, who would you keep?
They're going to keep Tatum.
Oh, I'm keeping Tatum.
I didn't ask that.
Who would I keep?
Yeah.
I'd keep Brown if I was the Celtics.
Jaylen Brown has got that dog in him I don't know if
Tatum. You can't teach that height, though. That man is still growing. He's still growing. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would say, like, if you told me, like, if the Heat would get the dum-dum out of Jason Tatum, where he stops doing this dumb fadeaways from 3 minutes and be like, hey, you're bigger than everybody else. Stop this nonsense.
Right.
Which is probably why you saw it in the game, because Spoelstra's like, hey, stop the nonsense. Because, you know, he's supposed to be the real coach, not the Steve Kerr. Guys that do press conferences. That's all Steve Kerr's there for.
I mean, I haven't seen Steve Kerr taking selfies, so. So are we sure about that?
Spoelstra making moves. There's something happening. I'm confident in that.
What move you think he's doing? I know the move you want him to do.
I know what he's doing.
He's planting something in Ant-Man's head.
Of course.
This is what makes Tobin so happy right now.
Let's just take a step back of the week that was, okay? One, all right, Dwayne Wade stops by. He has a little a Heat powwow, all right? He then goes to Ant-Man after the Heat powwow. Then all of a sudden, the Team USA is slumping. Who do they put on the second unit together? You know, put in the lineups. Like, Steve Kerr's probably like, should we start Ant-Man? He goes, I think. Spo probably says, you know what I think? Let's put him in the unit with Bam. Seems like a perfect fit. And so all of a sudden, what do we get to get the team rolling? A little Ant-Man to Bam alley-oop. Boom. All of a sudden, Canada's in trouble. All right. Then they get to go sit on the bench together. And Bam says to Ant-Man, great find, baby. And then they do a little elbow bump. And then all of a sudden, just the wheels get going. He goes, man, this guy's way cooler than Karl Anthony Towns. And so all of a sudden, we're starting to put our ducks in a row of the exodus of Ant-Man to Miami. Hashtag Ant-Bam.
What?
Ant-Bam?
Oh, dude, Ant-Bam.
Oh, my God.
What?
-1.
Why?
For Ant-Bam? It's not good. Find something better. Ant-Bam, come on.
Stayed South says, Tobin is the Stephen King of NBA fan fiction.
Point four.
We'll take a break. Speaking of the Heat, some Heat fodder that was out there yesterday. Get to that coming up next.
And the winner's home. My man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my most important person with all due respect, thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know, if you guys are looking for a place to watch the Copa America final tomorrow, join Solana and WQAM at Mickey Burns in downtown Hollywood this Sunday for a Copa Finals block party. The action starts at 2 p.m. Live music, food trucks, and ice-cold beer specials all day and night. And you guys can enter to win a pair of tickets to a future Inter-Miami game. It is this Sunday at Mickey Burns in Hollywood. I think we got some swag giveaway, too. I saw some of that in the
Probably.
Promotions department. So
yeah, I was part of one of those outings.
Was
some
it fun?
Swag. Yeah, it's definitely. I didn't know Venezuela was like that, B.
Man.
Weston, what do they call it? Westenzuela? That's what they call Weston. Heavy Venezuelan population out there.
I got to imagine that is going to be a crazy, crazy atmosphere.
What, Hard Rock? At Stadium? This Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts, dude.
You're going to smell food from like miles away.
So let's get to this. This little bit of Heat fodder out there yesterday, Leroy. They were talking about him briefly on NBA Today. You know, some summer storylines. They were talking. The jump off point of this was Terry Rozier's comments about the fans being bored, and you know, we're excited to run it back. And you know, some would say, you know, is Terry Rozier speaking to me about the fans being bored and wanting shakeups? I don't know. It's hard to say. But Zach Lowe of the Low Post He had this to say on the Miami Heat. Now, he is he is. I feel this is done many times, but he is discussing the status of the Miami Heat and where they are at, and he has described it as time may be up for them. The walls are closing in.
The walls are starting to close in on the Heat. Mm. Jimmy Butler's a year older. He's in the last year of his contract. We don't know what happens there. Caleb Martin's departure is a huge loss for them. He just filled out so many of their lineups, and the top of the East is better. Look, Terry Rozier is right. We barely got to see this team play together healthy after they traded for him, but it's an uphill climb. Now, this team has finished sixth or worst in the East three out of the last 4 years. I don't know why we should expect a great regular season from them, and it's just hard to come from the bottom every year in the playoffs.
Right.
Isn't it funny, though? Like, it's always amazing to me how the Heat rotation players leaving, then it's a valuable blow to the rotation. But when they're here, nobody gives a rat's ass about them. Like, they can't even name them. They're all just the undrafted guys. Like, I saw Chris Mannix wrote about this, too, where he had said that the recent exodus of rotation players, Martin Strus and Vincent, is alarming. And I'm like, yeah, it's alarming if you don't watch what they're going to do and replace them immediately with Keyshawn Johnson. So, I mean, it's only alarming once they leave, but once they're here, they don't care about them. But once they become Lakers or they become Sixers, then all of a sudden they're the missing piece. It's a marvel. It's a marvel to see that. But the walls are closing in on the Heat and Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, is right now, Leroy, very concerned about people thinking that the walls are closing in on the Miami Heat, as you could imagine. Very stressed out about this, as in the midst of this, he is at some bar and he is singing Shaboozy. That's a man who's concerned about the walls closing in.
He has no concern in the world. By the way, do you love this?
Yes.
You love this?
Yeah, I do.
Leroy?
I can't believe they didn't extend him.
It's off season. I'd say live your best life.
I love you,
too. But I would also say that when it's time to go to work, go to work.
Tobin's the worst, man.
Why?
You just said they should offer him the contract extension.
They should have.
But 2 days ago, you were like, LeBron for Jimmy.
No. What I said was.
What were you saying?
One has to wonder because LeBron can't go until the middle of the season anyway. One has to wonder if it did go awry, is Spo just laying the groundwork for a plan B? Let's just say the Lakers and Heat both get off to gnarly starts. You know, is all of a sudden that bridge now repaired in a spot where Spo could pull the trigger on that? The man's not dumb. The man is not going to sit here and not leave himself with options. That's what makes him the best.
Gotta love Tobes, man. Tobes, the same guy that wanted to trade Spo.
That's not true. First of all, you always got to take, I just want to say this to people, you always got to take July sports talk with a grain of salt. And second of all, all I said Tell was me. At the time when that happened,
Hold
we were
up,
talking
you
about
said July sports. You boxed yourself.
July sports talk is a different animal, dude.
Leroy, he just boxed.
July
himself.
Sports talk is a different animal, so, and what I'm telling you is, when I said back in the day, I just threw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
When the Miami Heat, because you gotta just throw these things. You say, oh, you traded Spo. No, what I said was. At the time, Pat Riley said I was nowhere close to retiring. This was after their bubbles final run. Brad Stevens had just left to go to the front office. And you had to wonder, does Spo at the time, did he always want to be just the coach? Or did he want to be running his own organization? One had to wonder, did he have his eye on Portland? Hashtags Portland. But I wasn't giving him up for nothing. So
like
at the time,
our guys grind through a pretty ugly first half.
Okay, great. I would like him to rip his team publicly from time to time. But what I was saying was, would there be a possibility that he would ever have his eye on going somewhere else? But I'm not giving him up for nothing. He was arguably the Heat's best trade asset, so they would have had to give up Damian Lillard for me to give up Spo. So don't make it seem like I just want Spo out of here. That's not what happened.
This was July talk, right?
Yeah, July talk.
Okay. And last year's July talk was what? Damian Lillard?
Yeah.
Oh, and what happened? We needed to get a tranquilizer gun because of you?
Yeah.
Because July sports.
I was in the dark place, though. I'll admit that.
Take July
sports. I wasn't proud of my behavior, Vlad, and you're trying to bring up I'm a changed man.
Every July you do this.
No, that's not fair, dude. That's not fair. That's not fair.
You do this every July. And then you just say, take July Sports Talk with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Everybody knows you have to take July Sports Talk with a grain of salt.
You love July sports. Leroy, that's when you get on your boat and start whale hunting.
Well, not this year. I'm a different guy.
You say that every year.
Oh, man.
Every year.
All I care about right now is Keyshawn Johnson, Pella Larson, Kalel Ware. I'm talking about my guys. That's all I can. Jaime Jaquez taking over Summer League. These are the things I care about right now. These are a few of my favorite things.
Leroy, am I wrong in saying that July sports is Tobin's might be your favorite time of the year?
No, that's not fair.
Yes, I think speculation talk is your favorite.
I'm not speculating about anything.
Bro, Leroy, what does he come in every Monday? Man, NBA Reddit this weekend. Woo. NBA Reddit.
I can't help it.
That's every Monday.
If anything,
NBA Reddit on fire this weekend.
It's really the audience's fault because they stoked the flames. Like, they're always going to me and they're trying to make this in the place of Tobin. Did you see this? Tobin, you know, I can't help it. Like, I got people talking about Brandon Ingram in my ear constantly. I'm just trying to get a sub from Publix and people want to know about Brandon Ingram. And I'm like, I don't really see it. I don't think so. He's got durability questions, $208 million, a lot of money for him. I don't know. And then people are like, you know, I'm just trying to go about my day, trying to take Sonny Bunny to the dog groomer. What do you think about Lowry marketing, Tobin? I'm like, I don't, you know, I would say it's probably unlikely. So I see what you're saying, Vlad. It seems like I act the same, but I don't. I'm really trying to change. It's just that people always are in my ear. And sometimes as a showman, you have to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying, Leroy?
No, I'm not listening.
Leroy's totally avoiding us.
He's completely out. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, he's totally. This segment. No,
I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah,
I'm just like enough of this.
Enough of what?
Checked out.
You wish-wash and flip-flopping. Like every year, we go through the same thing.
I'm not wishy-washy.
It's just a different.
I'm not flip-flopping about anything. I'm not worried about Jimmy Butler.
Serious, Tobin?
Jimmy Butler is going to come with a vengeance this year, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Can I just tell you? You know, going into my last year, my body said that. No, my mind said that, but my body didn't. And I was not aware that my body was not going to follow my heart. And it happens all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Jimmy can't have a career year. I'm saying that Jimmy can't have a big year. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is for people to just think that he just gonna turn it on after having a series of injuries like that, right? At 35, 36, you're being foolish.
Why does he look like he's 18?
Because of them baggy pants?
Why does he look like he's like the extra in the X Games?
The baggy
like,
pants.
He looks like he should be doing.
He loves X Games now. Oh. That's his new thing. His new thing is X Games. He went to the X Games this year. He's big into the bag. But he was wearing baggy pants last year in the locker room, too.
He looks like Lil Wayne when Lil Wayne was skateboarding.
I think he's into skateboarding. Never more confident in this man.
Hey, I've never seen more uncomfortable white people than a black dude singing a country song. Look at them guys in the back.
With the flag in the
old
back.
Instrument.
With the flag in the background. With
all the instruments, nobody moving.
With the flag in the background.
Wait. Shot guy. Hey, come on. Look at him.
This guy's coming for blood this year. I love it.
Okay.
All right.
You guys
his mind is coming for blood. We don't know what his body coming for yet.
his body's going to say now.
His body, no, he didn't want his body to be hurt last year.
I understand. He said it's that time, and his body said, not today.
No, I told. Dude, why do you fall for it?
Jimmy Butler makes me fall for it.
No!
What do you mean?
Reality. You've been around sports long enough to see what old people do.
It happens, baby. Like sometimes.
So you think last year was an anomaly and it's going to get better?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Not at 35.
Nah, it might, dude. It might. D Wade had a down over year, under, then he bounced back.
Over under 65 games for Jimmy.
Over.
Okay.
Over 60 games? Over 65?
Over.
Yeah. Exactly, Vlad.
What do you mean? I mean, unless they haven't wrapped up, you know.
But no, Denny's. I don't understand why people call me Rain Cloud. I'm the one that's keeping it the realest here.
Don't you hate when you're real? You keep everything real.
There ain't nothing that I said that wasn't true. Okay? Nothing. It ain't got no hate. It ain't got no malice in what I'm saying. That's reality. I can live with that. You jackasses that think that that's being a hater, you're the ones that's living in a dream world.
Yeah. That seems like the same speech I got before the Buck series.
What Buck series?
You know what Buck series. Got the same speech.
2 years ago?
Yeah, two years ago. You act like it's ancient history.
I always say this. Sports is sports. That's why you play the games. Anything can happen.
Nobody can have a bounce back year?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that your chance of having a bounce back year closer to 40 than 30.
He's 34. Yeah, but he's like 38 in Tibbs' year.
What? That's not science.
That's Tibbs.
35 is not old.
Hold on, Leroy.
How old are you? Toby,
35 is not old, but if you've played an extensive amount of basketball in the postseason, postseason basketball adds another 2 to 3 years in your career.
I know, but he had no postseason basketball, so now he's a
typical reply of a hater. I'm just keeping it real.
He's
okay. Tell me here.
He's not wrong. With that.
I would like to ask any of you, say anything that I've said that hasn't been accurate.
Well, we don't know if it's accurate.
I'm just going with. Listen. I don't know either, but I'm telling you, the reality of it is that when you get to this age, the bounce back year don't come like you think. That's a reality.
You don't think a summer off's going to help?
I just said, like, yeah, it could happen, right? But the likelihood of a 35-year-old having a bounce back year, it's not as big as you think. You just say, oh, chalk it up. Just like you did last playoffs. Chalk it up. Jimmy.
Yeah. Sometimes you're the bull, sometimes you're the horns, dude. Happens.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Because 1 year I was spot on. You said I was wrong. Last year you said I was going to be wrong and you were right. So, like, it happens. 50-50.
No, it's not a matter of being wrong and right. It's the reality of sports, which you tend to never pay attention to.
Oh, that's not fair.
You don't.
That's not fair. I can't let you say things that are not fair. That's not fair.
Okay, because can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Kevin Love?
Love him. Perfect role guy.
But.
Yeah.
He's old.
He does what he does.
No, but he's old. Mm-hmm. So you know where he is.
But
Jimmy's a year off of him and play more basketball than him.
Does he look just a year younger than him?
No, but that's not okay, dude. See, this is why I get frustrated having these, because me stating an absolute fact about sports.
You're comparing Jimmy to Kevin Love, dude? He plays 15 minutes a game.
No, I'm just saying that when you get older.
Like, see, when you say things like that, though, Leroy, when you say things like that, that's not a grown-up argument.
Age doesn't come at you and say, hey, we're getting older. Age just goes, we're here.
Leroy, one guy plays 15 minutes a game while the other is the team's best player.
Why does he play 15 minutes a game?
Because that's what he can handle.
Okay. And so you think Jimmy's going to be able to handle 30, 35?
Yes.
Every year after year after year?
Yes.
Based on what?
He plays a lot of minutes. That's what he does.
But you're missing my question.
No, you're making it seem like everybody at the same age, like, is everybody LeBron James at 40?
Nobody's LeBron James.
Okay, so what? Like Kyle Lowry at 37 is not LeBron James at 40. Not everybody's the same, Leroy. That's the point. Jimmy Butler at 34 is not Kevin Love at 34.
But you always assume your guy is going to be that anomaly.
But you're assuming that he's going to be Kevin Love, and he's not.
No, I'm just willing to admit the realities of getting
You're not willing
older.
To admit. No, you're not willing to admit the realities, because the reality is he very much could have a bounce back season, but you don't want to acknowledge that. You think that he's going to be Kevin Love.
I said he could.
Okay, here's a question.
I said he could.
Right. You're not making it seem like
All right,
that.
Let me ask you guys.
I said he could, but I said the reality of it is people get on the other side of 35. They don't have bounce back years.
Here's a question. What's a bounce back year for Jimmy?
Correct. There.
All he's got to do is play.
Wait a minute. What?
He's one of the most consistent players in the league.
I get that, but what's a bounce back year? And I'm piggybacking off a point that Stunning Steve Red wrote, because for the amount of money that Jimmy wants for his contract extension,
but his production is worth it. It's just a question of availability.
So availability.
That's literally it. Like, you're going to say he's not, he's, I think he's one of only two players to be with his stats with his points, assists, rebounds, and steals. He's like, it's him and DeJounte Murray in the league who would do that? Mm. I don't know, man. Take a break. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. You guys can get in on the chat. Say again, Leroy. I apologize. Go ahead.
I'm guiding the Uber guy to my house, because for some reason they don't know how to get to where they're going.
In fairness, getting into your house is like getting into Fort Knox.
I guess.
Give a blood sample.
He ain't even on the street. He was on the other side of the street with the little crick behind my house, saying I'm here. Dude, hey, I'm not jumping.
I got your wings.
I'm not jumping across the creek to get my food.
Man. Mixed bag. You get this Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks was on ESPN yesterday, and he has said he has heard the anger of the Heat fan because of the lack of movement. Here was ESPN's Bobby Marks on NBA Today.
I live in South Florida.
Congratulations.
Heat fans. Well, not right now. It's hot down there. Heat fans want more. Mm-hmm. They want more. They see what Boston did last year. They see what New York has done. They saw with certainly Philadelphia as far as loading up here. But as Zach said, what else can you do? They're limited on their draft picks they can send out. They would have loved to get DeMar DeRozan. They tried as heck to get DeMar DeRozan. Nobody wanted Duncan Robinson, no offense. They had one first-round pick to trade. They wanted Tyus Jones. They couldn't make a deal here. So they're basically kind of, it's about fringe moves as far as what they can do.
All right, there you go. Bobby Marks saying that he tried like heck to get DeMar DeRozan, even though it really doesn't feel like they did try like heck to get DeMar DeRozan.
According to you, Bounce Back Jimmy is going to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, a month ago, you were saying you wanted something new.
I do want something new. I still want something new, but I want it alongside Jimmy and Bam.
Oh, you think that's going to be a little hard to do?
What do I think is going to be hard to do?
That. I would say getting a high-level player would be harder than just hoping Jimmy bounce back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because the resources you have.
I would agree. Asking for a Jimmy Butler bounce back would be easier than trying to get a star player who we don't know who's available yet.
Right. Correct.
We're in agreement there.
And then here's the other problem. So there's going to be a bunch of teams that say we're going to ride it out with our guy. Mm-hmm. And then in December, they're going to want to start trading guys.
Yep.
The Heat are going to be a part of that. And then we're going to start the whole process over in the beginning of January saying, oh, they need 20, 30 games to play together or whatever. Right? We've done this. That's what this season looks like.
I think it depends on the higher level of player, though. Like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, adding Terry Rozier to a mix as opposed to, let's just say, Trae Young. Like,
but no, I'm saying that Kyrie was added to Luka, and that thing didn't kick in until the middle of a year later.
Mm-hmm. But they did purposely tank at the end, though, too.
Yeah, them bums.
Like, they did. They purposely tanked.
Okay,
at the end.
I got you.
So, are you saying, like, you would be against them making a big trade in the middle of the season?
I'm just saying that making a big trade in the middle of the season is equivalent to buying more time, because in how often does it really affect that season? It's for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make a trade then, right, depending on who you have to trade and what moves you have to make, you're giving up more resources and you're basically sacrificing the end of this year for the following year.
Possibly. Possibly, but I mean, I guess it depends.
So I'm just saying, are you ready for that?
It depends on the player. It depends on the player. Like, you got to.
Not really.
Okay.
Like, give me a situation where it's worked out right away.
Middle of the year trades working out right away.
It's happened, but it's been a while.
Cavaliers, final year of LeBron there. They made a big trade. They basically traded their entire roster.
Did it work? What, that Deron Williams getting
Who do they go for? That was when they got Jay Crowder in the middle of the year. They traded him out. Then they made
They
got Deron Williams, and then they got Larry Nance Jr. It wasn't like a star.
A star that's going to play on side of Jimmy and Bam. We're not talking about some role players. I'm talking about there's been trades of role players where you can get depth at that time of year, but you still have your same.
Okay,
core.
So you're talking about a star trade.
Star player that you want. Like if the Heat were to get Trae Young in December or January, right? That ain't going to work out right away.
Maybe not.
It never does.
You can't say never.
It never does. Name one. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Give me a second. Let me think about it a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Let me ask you this, Vlad. Did the OG Anunoby trade in the middle of the year? Did that seem like it worked, especially when he played?
Oh, you got you there. That's a good one. That's a good one.
No.
He only had three losses.
They got an 800% winning percentage.
Okay, one case.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you just say give me one?
You just said give me one. You're right.
That's just it.
I actually could give you
two. If you would have said give me three, I'll give you three.
No, I'm just saying it very rarely happens. Was that a successful season for you?
Ask him.
It could have been better without the injuries.
But was it a successful trade?
Absolutely.
Didn't they finish the 2 seed?
They finished the 2 seed, 150 games, and their record was out of
the 9th seed.
So, okay. Yeah, but we were also a team that didn't have to play in the play.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But I'm saying, so you consider that success. So I'm saying here, if the Heat get past the second round, and they make a trade like that, that's going to be a success. You're going to be satisfied.
What are we, in the Canadian Football League? You're moving the goalposts? That wasn't your
question. I'm not. I'm just asking you, if you have the same success that he had last year.
No, I'm not a Knicks fan. Second round isn't good enough for me.
You need a trade that's going to even be substantially better.
But you're moving the goalposts on your question.
I'm not.
You are.
How?
Because you're like, Give me a move where it worked out. Give me a move that actually resulted in a championship.
Your first argument was with the Kyrie and Luka, and you said it didn't work.
It didn't work right away.
Right. His counter was the Knicks made a trade for OG. That worked immediately. Injury's the only thing that happened to him where you don't know how far the progression of that team would have been. But when he was on the court, they only lost 3 regular season games and 6 games altogether out of like 35. So there is data
you
that
can say last year. I'll give you another one in the same conference that worked out was your boy Pascal Siakam. Another one. All-star. Went to Indiana.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay.
He got you there.
Okay.
He got you.
Okay.
Point for Tom.
We call that a beatbox in.
Nah. All right.
Yeah, he got you boxed in.
It's not really boxed in. The couple of examples that, you know, it worked. It usually
trades don't normally work like that. Especially
not in the middle of the season.
Stars or superstars. But the fact that those teams allowed that to happen is the reason why you can say yes. Because without those trades, You're not looking at these teams the way they are. You're looking at them right now.
Well, and then keep in mind, one of the reasons why the OG trade worked out so well is because you had six teams all within two games. So when you make that charge and you win,
but that's
5 out of 6 or 7 out of 8, it moves you up to the second seed,
dude.
That's kind of what happened with the Knicks.
All right, but the reality is, I mean, like, this is where you kind of go back to the Heat's health thing. Like, there's not a big difference between those 2 through 7 teams. There's really not. Like,
right, which brings me to the original point that Pat was making. Like, okay, we need everybody to play.
Yes.
Because we're not that far away from the second seed.
Dead Stop says Vladimir Tarasenko boxed in.
We're talking NBA, not hockey. Come on, man. Stop.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. You guys can get in on the chat. Say again, Leroy. I apologize. Go ahead.
I'm guiding the Uber guy to my house because for some reason they don't know how to get to where they're going.
In fairness, getting into your house is like getting into Fort Knox.
I guess.
Give a blood sample.
He ain't even on the street. He was on the other side of the street with the little crick behind my house saying I'm here. Dude, hey, I'm not jumping.
I got your wings.
I'm not jumping across the crick to get my food.
Man. Mixed bag. You get this Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks was on ESPN yesterday, and he has said he has heard the anger of the Heat fan because of the lack of movement. Here was ESPN's Bobby Marks on NBA Today.
I live in South Florida.
Congratulations.
Heat fans. Well, not right now. It's hot down there. Heat fans want more. Mm-hmm. They want more. They see what Boston did last year. They see what New York has done. They saw with certainly Philadelphia as far as loading up here. But as Zach said, what else can you do? They're limited on their draft picks they can send out. They would have loved to get DeMar DeRozan. They tried as heck to get DeMar DeRozan. Nobody wanted Duncan Robinson, no offense. They had one first-round pick to trade. They wanted Tyus Jones. They couldn't make a deal here. So they're basically kind of, it's about fringe moves as far as what they can do.
All right, there you go. Bobby Marks saying that he tried like heck to get DeMar DeRozan, even though it really doesn't feel like they did try like heck to get DeMar DeRozan.
According to you, Bounce Back Jimmy is going to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, a month ago, you were saying you wanted something new.
I do want something new. I still want something new, but I want it alongside Jimmy and Bam.
Oh, you think that's going to be a little hard to do?
What do I think is going to be hard to do?
That. I would say getting a high-level player would be harder than just hoping Jimmy bounce back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because of the resources you have.
I would agree. Asking for a Jimmy Butler bounce back would be easier than trying to get a star player who we don't know who's available yet.
Right, correct.
We're in agreement there.
And then here's the other problem. So there's going to be a bunch of teams that say we're going to ride it out with our guy. Mm-hmm. And then in December, they're going to want to start trading guys.
Yep.
The Heat are going to be a part of that. And then we're going to start the whole process over in the beginning of January saying, oh, they need 20, 30 games to play together or whatever. Right? We've done this. That's what this season looks like.
I think it depends on the higher level of player, though. Like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, adding Terry Rozier to a mix as opposed to, let's just say, Trae Young. Like,
but no, I'm saying that Kyrie was added to Luka, and that thing didn't kick in until the middle of a year later.
Mm-hmm. But they did purposely tank at the end, though, too.
Yeah, them okay. Bums.
Like, they did. They purposely tanked.
Okay,
at the end.
I got you.
So, are you saying, like, you would be against them making a big trade in the middle of the season?
I'm just saying that making a big trade in the middle of the season is equivalent to buying more time because how often does it really affect that season? It's for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make a trade then, right, depending on who you have to trade and what moves you have to make, you're giving up more resources and you're basically sacrificing the end of this year for the following year.
Possibly. Possibly, but I mean, I guess it depends.
So I'm just saying, are you ready for that?
It depends on the player. It depends on the player. Like, you got to.
Not really.
Okay.
Like, give me a situation where it's worked out right away.
Middle of the year trades working out right away.
It's happened, but it's been a while.
Wait, Cavaliers, final year of LeBron there. They made a big trade. They basically traded their entire roster.
Was
and they
it,
went
but
to the finals.
Did it
they
work?
Were pretty middling.
What, that Darren Williams getting
Who do they go for? That was when they
Jeff
got Jay
Green.
They got Jay Crowder in the middle of the year. They traded him out. Then they made
Wait. We
no,
talking
they
about
got, they got Devin they got Darren Williams and then they got Larry Nance Jr.
It wasn't like a star. I'm right. talking about a star that's going to play on side of Jimmy and Bam. We're not talking about some role players. I'm talking about there's been trades of role players where you can get depth at that time of year, but you still have your same
core.
Okay,
so you're talking about a star trade.
Star player that you want. Like if the Heat were to get Trey Young in December or January, right? That ain't going to work out right away.
Maybe not.
It never does.
You can't say never.
It never does. Name one. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Give me a second. Let me think about it a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Let me ask you this, Vlad. Did the OG Anunoby trade in the middle of the year? Did that seem like it worked, especially when he played?
Oh, you got you there. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. You got
yeah, but
you
they
there.
Didn't. Okay.
He got you there. No, he got you there.
No.
He only had three losses.
They got an 80. They 100%. 800% willing percentage.
Okay, one case.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you just say give me one?
I did.
You just right. said give me
you're,
one.
You're right.
That's just it.
I actually could give you
if
two.
If you would have told me, if you would have said give me three. I'll give
no,
you three.
I'm just saying it very rarely happens. Is that it? Now, was that a successful season for you?
Ask him.
It could have been better without the injuries.
But was it a successful trade?
Absolutely.
Didn't they finish the 2 seed?
They finished the 2 seed, 150 games, and their
and
record with them was
out of the 9th seed.
So okay, yeah, but we were also a team that didn't have to play in the playoffs.
He's
play.
Not now. He's you know what it is.
Not.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But I'm saying so you consider that success. So I'm saying here, if the Heat get past the second round, and they make a trade like that, that's going to be a success. You're going to be satisfied.
What are we in the Canadian Football League? You're moving the goalposts. That was
no.
Question.
I'm not. I'm just asking you if you have the same success that he had last year.
No, I'm not a Knicks fan. Second round isn't good enough for me. But you, that's not what. But like all of a sudden, you're moving.
So you need a trade that's going to even be substantially better.
But you're moving the goalposts on your question.
I'm not.
You are.
How?
Because you're like, oh, give me a move where it worked out. I gave
you
a move.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
No, give me a move that actually resulted in a championship.
Leroy, your first argument was with the Kyrie and Luka, and you said it didn't work.
It didn't work right away.
Right. His counter was. The Knicks made a trade for OG. That worked immediately. Injury is the only thing that happened to him where you don't know how far the progression of that team would have been. But when he was on the court, they only lost 3 regular season games.
Correct.
And 6 games altogether out of like 35. So there is data
you
that
you can
proves.
Say last year. I'll give you another one in the same conference that worked out was your boy Pascal Siakam. Another one, All-Star, went to Indiana.
And
that
they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay.
He got you there.
Okay.
He got you.
Okay.
Point for Tom.
You call that a beatbox in.
Nah. All right.
Yeah, he got you boxed in.
You've been boxed
in. It's not really boxed in the couple of examples that, you know, it worked. It usually
but
trades
no,
aren't. True trades are not normally that
trades
big,
don't normally work
that,
like that.
Right.
Especially
not in the middle of the season.
Stars or superstars. But the fact that those teams allowed that to happen
is
the reason why you can say yes. Because without those trades, you're not looking at these teams the way they are. You're looking at them right now.
Keep in mind, one of the reasons why the OG trade worked out so well is because you had six teams all within two games. So when you make that charge and you win,
but that's
5 out of 6 or 7 out of 8, it moves you up to the second seed,
dude.
Let me and tell- that's kind of what happened with the Knicks.
All right, but the reality is, I mean, like, this is where you kind of go back to the Heat's health thing. Like, there's not a big difference between those 2 through 7 teams. There's really not. Like,
right, which brings me to the original point that Pat was making. Like, okay, we need everybody to play.
Yes.
Because we're not that far away from the second seed.
Dead stuff says Vladimir Tarasenko boxed in.
You're talking NBA, not hockey. Come on, man. Stop.
Take a break. Back after this.